We're continuing our limud in Tshuvot Yechavadah. We're in Chelek Aleph Siman Dalid. We are now up to Hilchot Pesach, really Hilchot of Erev Pesach. Regarding Bdikat Chametz, the question is, are you allowed to do Bdikat Chametz with a flashlight, or do you need an actual candle? May you do it with a flashlight or an actual candle? And so Rav Avadia Yosef starts off with the Tshuva. He says, well, if you look in the Mishnah, it says, Or le'arba'as al botkim et ha-chametz le'or ha-ner. The Mishnah is very particular that we use a candle for bedikat chametz. It could have just said, botkim et ha-chametz, you check for chametz. It doesn't have to tell you le'or ha-ner. Clearly, if you're doing it or le'arba'as means the night before the 14th, you're doing it at night, of course you're using something to light the way. You can't see in the dark otherwise. Of course you're using a light. The Mishnah says, specifically a ner. Now the Gemara says, you know why you need a ner? Because you're not allowed to use an avuka. An avuka is a larger type of a flame. We'll get into the details of what that is. So there are some who said, there are some who say, well, the Tzitz Eliezer, and others say, well, chashmal, using electric light, is similar to using an avuka. It's a much larger flame, it's much brighter, it's much bigger, it's not the same as a ner, which is much smaller and specific. And so Rav Avadia Yosef says, no. That's not true. What is an avuka? The Gemara says the avuka is multiple wicks with a space between them. Avuka sounds like it's a larger structure, meaning, he says, well, if you take a regular candle, if you look at your regular candles, like a Havdalah candle is an avuka, as opposed to a regular Shabbat candle, if you look at the wick, though, it's still multiple strands spun together. It's not one string, but because they're spun together, that's called a ner. A Havdalah candle, if they're separate, that's an avuka. He says, a ner chashmal, an electric light, is not multiple things together. It's one cord. It's one piece of tungsten. That's not an avuka. That's fine.
I thought the whole purpose of not using a torch or something like that is because you're scared to go.
Correct. So Jason asked the next point, which I would have asked first. Wait a minute. Why does the Gemara say not to use an avuka? The Gemara is actually very clear why you can't use an avuka. Two reasons. You're going to take this big flame, you're going to go check under your bed? Don't do that. That's crazy. You're not going to check well because you're afraid you're going to... You won't be able to check. And B, you're concerned that you may light something on fire. You walk around with this thing, it's not going to work. So, in fact, there's a shuvot of Hillel Omer, Hillel Posek. I just checked when he lived because it's important. He says, yeah, it's a problem. He was asked a question. Hillel Omer... He says, can you do bedikat chametz l'or hachashmal? He's not asked about a panas, about a flashlight, but l'or hachashmal. So he in fact says, no, you know why? You're just as concerned. You have to, he died in 1953 in Eretz Yisrael. He was born in the late 1800s in Ukraine. So you have to understand what was electricity was like then. But he says, menorat chashmal, you also can't stick into the chorim and the stakim. How are you going to get your lamp into the corners, under the bed? You're not going to do it. He didn't have a flashlight. And he didn't have a battery-operated flashlight. That's not what he was talking about, a lamp. He says, secondly, this is just strange, he says, you know, you may also get burned, meaning you're going to touch the flashlight, if you ever touch, not the LED light bulbs, you touch a light bulb, it's hot. I don't know why he's touching the light bulb. He says, of course it's not going to work. You're concerned for both things. You can't check well, and it's hot, you're afraid to touch it. Now, I don't know why you have to touch the light bulb, you can hold the lamp on the base. Rav Avadia Yosef says, okay, by a battery-powered flashlight, you could get onto the bed much clearer, you could check, and you're not going to light anything on fire, it's not even hot, that's not an issue. So he says it's not technically an avuka, a flashlight technically doesn't qualify as an avuka, and follow the reason is these concerns, you're not going to check. With a flashlight, objectively, I would argue, you could check even better, and therefore it's not a problem. He says, well, wait a minute, there's a third problem. The third problem is that, okay, fine, the electric light is good. The problem is it's surrounded by glass. So what? So meaning there's a light bulb, right? There's a bulb, and then the flashlight has a piece of glass on the end, or plastic. But the light bulb itself is surrounded by glass. So who cares? Who cares? So that might not be, that might be a problem. The Magen Avraham actually has a question. What if you're doing it during the daytime? You didn't do B'dikat Chametz at night. You didn't do B'dikat Chametz at night. You did it during the day. So you missed it at night. You got to do it during the day. Is it enough? If there's no window. They think, well, can you do, let's say it's daytime, and you're doing the B'dikat Chametz, it's sunny, I don't need any candle. Can you use the sun through your window to do Bidikat Chametz? The Magen Avraham says, no. It doesn't count. You got to do it again. Why? So he says, because it's by, when it comes, it's surrounded by glass. So there's a whole question, when things are covered by glass, does that count as you're actually seeing it, you're seeing the light or not? So he says, well, the Magen Avraham says that it's mafseket, it's not going to work, just like the window doesn't work. So why does the window not work? Why does the window not work? So before we answer why the window doesn't work, the question is, when you see things through a window, does that count as actually seeing them? I know you're actually seeing them, but al pi halacha. So we assume...
It's like hearing a shofar, not directly.
Right, if you're hearing a shofar electronically, is it hearing it? But here I'm actually seeing it, meaning the glass is not actually changing anything about the vision. But if I hear the shofar over the phone, meaning it's not that something happened to the sound along the way. It's different, right? Meaning when I see it through the glass, I'm actually seeing it. There's just something blocking and I'm seeing through it. I'm not seeing an image. Meaning if you would... Interesting question is what if when you see something through a mirror... In the bore, because you hear the echo.
But again, it's not changing the light, but maybe it does.
So what if you saw it through a mirror? Right? What about a mirror where you're not actually seeing the object? So Rabbi says, he says, well, what if you see a zaken walking through a glass? You're standing on one side of the glass, and an older person comes in, tell me, Chacham walks in. You don't have to stand up? Of course you have to stand up. If you're being mitpalel arvi, or whatever, shwanais, or kriyat shema, and a lady who walks by who's not dressed properly, say, no, I don't see her, she's behind glass. No, right? So we assume that seeing things through glass is considered to be seeing. So what was the concern of the Magen Avraham? So they're going, Zil Batar Tama. Why can't you use the sun? You can't move the sun. Meaning, you're using the sun through the glass to check for chametz. What about the corner? What are you going to do now? How are you going to get in there? Well, the sun. You can't move the sun. Secondly, he quotes something. He says, quotes the dot kedoshim. He says, well, it depends on the glass. Our glass is clear, you could see through it very well. Glass back in the day was much thicker, maybe you didn't see as well. Nowadays, the glass on the light bulb is very, very clear. It's not a problem at all. It's considered to be seeing al-fidin, and technically, it's not blocking anything. Of course, it would count. He has a last idea is, well, wait a minute. So it's not a navuka. You're not worried about the concerns of navuka, and the fact that it's behind glass isn't a problem. But maybe you need a nair. Maybe you're right, it's not an avukah, it doesn't have the concerns of the avukah, and it's behind glass as a body, but you need a nair. Is it a fire? Does it count as a fire? Now this is an interesting point of halakha in other areas as well. It's turning on the lights on Shabbat. This is a big machloket. We have all LED lights in here now. But if you have an incandescent bulb, if you remember what they are, right? You can't even buy them anymore. There's a piece of metal, a piece of filament of tungsten, and it glows, and that's what gives the light. Is that... There's no gas in there. In a regular light bulb, it's a vacuum. It's a vacuum. It can be glass. In fluorescence, it's a little bit different. Let's talk about an incandescent light bulb. There's a piece of metal that glows. So is that havara b'Shabbat or not? Is that burning on Shabbat or not? This is a big machlokes poskim. We assume an incandescent bulb on Shabbat is a violation of Isur d'Oraita. You are havara. You are violating mavir b'Shabbat. So it's a machlokes, but it's not a fire. If you touch it, we can get to that another time. We assume that's havara. So it's a light, it does count as a nair, therefore, it does count as that which is mavir. He says, therefore, it is completely permissible to use a flashlight for bidikat chametz. If he would have asked me, and he didn't ask me, I would have said, zil batar tama. What's the whole point of using a nair as opposed to any of these things? To check better. Check better. The whole point is to check better. I check far better with a flashlight than with a candle. You hear all these terrible stories every year about people's homes getting burned on fire because they lit a mattress on fire because chametz. I don't go anywhere near a mattress with a candle. So I'd rather, with a flashlight, I'm much more of a gibor. I'm willing to go to every corner I burn the mattress. I'm much more willing to do it. I don't know who's willing to check under the mattress with a candle.
You're allowed to do it with a
flashlight. That's the tshuva. He says, of course you can.
That's the reason it's going to be a problem in a couple more years because everything's going too late.
Correct. So, but he means LED. So LED wouldn't qualify as the fourth category. The LED, that's what I was about to point out. An LED flashlight. An LED flashlight is not an avuka. It's not called an avuka. It doesn't have the concern of the avuka. And the fact that it's behind glass doesn't matter. But it does not qualify as havara. Because there's nothing actually glowing. So is that a problem or not? You get three, meaning the way Rav Avadya's tshuvot work, he brings you a whole bunch of reasons, and therefore it's okay. Does it mean you need all four? What about three out of the four? It's hard to know. But in this case, you're right, it's not havara. I would argue that you see from the Gemara, you see from the Poskim, you can't do any of these things because you won't check well. The whole point is to check better. I think the nafkamina would be, when you're doing Bigat Chametz, do you have to turn off the lights? Do you have to turn off the lights? So let's say I'll use a candle. No problem. I'll use a candle. A candle is a nair, it's not a nafukah. Do I turn off the lights or not? I would say, of course you don't turn off the lights. You check better. But the lights aren't there. I think if the goal here, the whole point is to check better, then of course you should use a flashlight. He recommends if you can use a candle. I always say, okay, I light a candle, I put it on my table, so there's a candle lit, but I have lights on. A candle adds nothing. I walk around with a flashlight because I can go into the beds. Even with the lights on, you can't see into the bed. You go into your car, you have to do B'dikas HaMetz on the car, we'll see that next Shuvah. But you're going to do B'dikas HaMetz on your car with a candle? You're going to go under the seats with a candle? It's hard. I would argue, in this case, Zil Batar Tama, it's even better to use a flashlight, because you'll get a better, the whole point is to get a better bidka. You have to do a real bidka. We'll see that if you're a real bidka, not a real bidka, Bezrat Hashem, we'll see you tomorrow.